You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello, space and treasure coast. This is Sita Biggie on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in sunny Cocoa, Florida. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on God's magnificent planet.
That's right. All over the World Wide Web on 1510wwbc.com. You get that page, you get to hit listen live, and you'll get us on any one of your streaming devices. Of course, there we also archive all of the shows by date under Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We're on each and every Monday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then, of course, we share all of that information, bios of all of our guests, pictures of the day, and we put that on all of our social media, which is Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. And then SitaMediaInc.com is our website. So we have everything there. And we are almost fully functional on the podcast as well. So we'll be sending out that information as well.
Right. And for listeners who are tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we sit here on Mondays. Ellen O'Neill is my co-host. She's here. She's been with me for almost 16 years on air here at Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. Danny Whiting runs our board. He's the station manager here, and Ali Tambra joins us to sit with us and hang out every Monday.
That's right.
We don't know what her role is as yet, because every time she's just a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So we sit here on Mondays and we talk about things that are going on right here in Brevard County, Florida, around the nation, around the world, and we try to speak with people who are advocates for whatever good cause they're advocating for, whether it's clean air, sunshine, solar energy. Maybe people want to talk about domestic violence. They want to talk about how to educate women and girls all over the world about that. Sometimes we talk to people who want to speak about financial literacy, a fair start for all children in life, education, a quality education. We have so many good folks who are stepping forward to run for office. And we love to tell people that, you know, don't complain if you don't vote. So we've had the supervisor of elections on our show here. We do a lot of stuff on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, and it is a fun, it's an entertaining, educational, and very interesting show. And today is no difference. Mm-hmm. On our show today, we've got our good friends from the Zonta Club. We have Mrs. Green. I don't know why you said Mrs. Green, but I like it.
You're here. Kathy Green.
I know her as Kathy. I have her in my phone with a C, and sometimes I have it with a K, so I'm not sure, but it's Kathy Green. And we also have Sally Chope. Okay, Sally Chope is here. And Sally is a volunteer, and she's going to be helping out with the Chocolate Festival. Ooh. Kathy is the president of the Zonta Club of Melbourne. They're going to be our first guest on today. Our second segment is a repeat guest. We've got our good friend who's going to be calling in from Fort Lauderdale, Dr. Guyan Puvindran and his wife, Geeta Puvindran. They have their own practice, private practice. It's a regenerative sports and medicine practice. And he's going to call in to talk all about regenerative medicine at 1:35. What a great lineup, right? But before we go to that, Ellen and I have two public service announcements to make, and we're going to make it very quickly.
That's right. The India Fest India Fest is coming up March 7th and 8th. They were on last week's show, so we just want to remind everybody that you can purchase your tickets online. And, of course, Kathy Green with Ellingson Properties is one of the proud sponsors of India Fest coming up right here at Wickham.
Right, and we're so blessed to have Kathy in our studio today. Great people doing wonderful things. Also, we are attending the Green Gables Evening in Paris Gala, and that's going to be on Friday, February 27th at the Grand Manor on Sauna Road, and that is from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. and dress nicely. That's all I could say. Right. So with that, Kathy, thank you for being part of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends and trusting us to talk about what's happening with the Zonta Club.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate you having us on your show.
So remind us again, how did you get started with the Zonta of Melbourne and, of course, part of the bigger Zonta International?
Ironically, I got started through the Chocolate Festival that we're going to be talking about today. One of my friends who is not in this area anymore, who's relocated, Deb Bouza, I was in a dinner group with her, and she was constantly talking about Zonta, and it was very intriguing and interesting to me. And when I got to the point where my kids were out of the house and off to college and I had more time, I wanted to do something to give back to my community. And so I joined and worked with several different charities, Zonta being one of them.
Right. And in addition to being the president for Zonta of Melbourne, you have a full-time job. It's not like you do it out of love. Like all of us, we have our show here and we do it because we love being part of the community. Community radio is important. Having people with a responsible voice is important. But you took it one step further. You said, in addition to working, so tell us a little bit about how do you balance what you do professionally and volunteer?
It is a balance. It's very tough. I do work as a realtor, which involves different hours. So I just try and work in my Zonta things that I need to do and to balance that out. But yes, I mean, working a full-time job, and Zonta is all volunteer. None of us are paid. We're all a volunteer organization. So it's almost like I have two full-time jobs, one paid, one not paid.
Well, you know, I have, we're going to have a group called Woman in Title. It's like title for when you sell a house. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be coming on the show, I think, next month.
Great.
And I actually mentioned that I know my friend Kathy, and I said, oh, maybe Kathy would join, because they said that real estate agents can join as well. Mm-hmm. And so you brought with you a friend named Sally Choppy. And
I did.
Choppy. And so, Sally, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with Zonta of Melbourne.
Well, in the past, I had gone to some of the chocolate festivals also, but I worked in Orlando for 25 years and traveled about 80% of the time, so did not really do anything outside of work. I retired, and it was the pandemic. And so finally, last year, I decided I needed to do more than just be retired and do things for the grandkids. So I wanted to join a club that wasn't just a social club. I wanted a club that actually did something for the community. And I'm a big proponent of doing things for women and girls. When I worked for Siemens for the 25 years, I was their first women's resource group head, which is one of their clubs now that, focused on women and girls and doing things for them. After that was so successful, they had, when I left, they had five different groups for different reasons. So it worked out very well. It wasn't very well supported at the very beginning. So luckily, we had a lot of executive support that helped us get it accepted by the organization, which sounds kind of strange, but it's just how things work.
Yeah, I'm glad you touched on that, because a lot of people advocate for various things here in town from A to Z, and God knows we have a lot of nonprofits in Brevard, people advocating for the elderly, children, foster care, aging out of foster system, whatever. But you're right, a lot of it becomes a social club. Mm-hmm. Where people want to dress up to the finest and attend an event and have a drink and eat and socialize with their friends, which, by the way, I do all of that at home. It's fine. But you're right. Zonta has, this is one of the reasons why we here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends support the Zonta Club of Brevard County, Florida, and Zonta International, because you guys focus and empowers women and girls worldwide through advocacy and education. And I want to say there's over 29,000 members in 62 countries. And Kathy, would you say that that is a mission of Zonta?
It is a mission, and one of our main missions is basically that, you know, no woman lives in fear for her life, and to basically make sure all women are educated, that they can have all of the have everything that they need to succeed in their life and to become what they want to be, and that they are not going to be stopped by violence. Human trafficking is another issue that we hit on, childhood marriage. So we have a lot of different things. We also are big proponents of education and for women, and we do provide a lot of scholarships, both locally, nationally, and internationally. And that's where a large part of our funds go to that we raise at the Chocolate Festival.
So advocacy, education, scholarships and awards, and you have a lot of local action going on as well here in town. Every time we see an event advertised on Facebook or any social media platform, the Zonta Club is doing something for women by women, and sometimes some men as well.
Yeah. And over the years, we've learned so much about women's rights and the things that we, you know, as people in a general community, right, that we don't necessarily get subjected to a lot of those things. But unfortunately, we are, like the bills that get signed and laws that get passed and different things like childhood marriage and those types of things that we're not necessarily exposed to all the time. And Zonta has done such a great job of educating all of us, the community, as well as the women that are, well, you know, victims, if you will.
Well, Zonta International also helps with women and children worldwide and trying to help educate women about domestic violence and bullying and try to have gender equality and all that. And I think locally you guys do that as well in your own way without becoming overly political.
Yes, that's exactly one of the things that we do try to do. We do try to put the education out there. It's very interesting. Our Chocolate Festival originated in 2004. It was started by Christine Tomasetti, who has passed away now. But she started it as a fun event. Who doesn't love chocolate?
I can just see her. I can just see her cooking in her kitchen with the chocolate and inviting a few friends. And that's where Sally, you know, you and I met at the NDFS Appreciation Volunteer Saturday.
Yes.
And you were raving about Sally and her husband.
She's been
and
amazing.
Tell them what we said about the wine. That was so funny when you said you just dropped off the wine at her house.
we were talking about a little bit about wine, and I said, well, I just gave Sally 7 bottles of wine to put in some of the baskets because she and her husband have been doing an amazing job on all of the raffle baskets that we will be having at our Chocolate Festival that you can buy tickets and bid on. But we've been so lucky and blessed to have Sally join us.
So Sally, take it away. Tell us a little bit about the Chocolate Festival and tell us what someone should expect when they purchase a ticket and they get those raffle tickets and open that basket. What's in it?
Well, when you open the basket, it is the one that you win in the raffle.
Right.
So you have to purchase raffle tickets, and we will have, believe it or not, over 30 baskets, all well over $100. One of our baskets is worth $420. Ooh. And the reason we have the wine is sometimes people are very generous with us, but they give us, say, a $50 gift certificate. But we want the baskets to have more value than that. So we are combining some different things to make amazing baskets. There are 30 completed ones in my house right now, and we have at least 3 more I know coming this week, possibly 4. So I'm already looking at least 5 I'm going to bid on and probably put quite a few tickets in. So, you know, there will be some competition from the Zontians for some of the baskets. I think the other thing is, you know, we now have 10 competitors, and we haven't had 10 in a few years.
Well, feel free to tell our listeners here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends who are the brave souls in Brevard County, Florida, the restaurants that have decided to be part of this great advocacy group, the Zonta Club, and join in on this chocolate festival.
I happen to have the list of those. Urban Prime is last year's winner. They're coming back and trying to win the title again. Also, Sinful Cakes and Snacks won third place last year, and they're back. Fuego and Salt, Southern Caramel, who, by the way, also makes some amazing caramels, just as a side if you have the opportunity to buy those. Yellow Dog Cafe, that has won several times in the past. Baked by Chelly, Ice Cream Hut, Terra Craft Sandwiches, Jolie American Bistro, and The Kitchen at Aging Manor. Wow. So all of them are going to compete.
Aging Manor is their kitchen.
They are going to compete also.
All right. Very diverse group.
So, Kathy, tell our listeners on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends what happens when they purchase that golden ticket to get into the Chocolate Festival. The time, the date, the place, and what to expect.
So we're going to be out at the Grand Manor on March 1st from 1 to 4:30. And when you buy that ticket, that gives you a trip through the line to taste all of the incredible chocolate creations by our competitors. And then you will have the opportunity to vote for the best chocolate fix in Brevard 2026. So tickets are $50 in advance on our website and $55 at the door. And then also you can either buy raffle tickets in advance or you can buy them at the door as well. So we'll be selling all of those.
And who are the people in Brevard who are going to be the chocolate tasters?
Everyone. Anyone okay. who buys a ticket and comes through, they have an equal vote. Very democratic system.
So
everyone that buys a ticket and goes through the line and tastes the chocolate can vote for their favorite.
Right. And did you tell us what time and the address for the Grand Manor for our listeners who are tuning in?
Yes, the Grand Manor is at 1450 Sarno Road in Melbourne, Florida. And again, the time is from 1 to 4:30.
Right. And it's $50 in advance.
Correct.
And $55 at the door.
Correct.
And you can get it on the website. And this is a good time for you or Sally to give out the website for the Zonta of Melbourne.
It's zontaspacecoast.org.
Now, there are a lot of people who like to have chocolate with wine and sandwiches, and they want to have a drink. And I'm not talking a water drink. They want to have like a wine or something. Is there going to be a cash bar as well?
We will have past appetizers in addition to the chocolate, and we'll also have a cash bar. Our raffle baskets that Sally mentioned earlier, and then we do have new this year our photo zone that has been provided by Exquisite Balloon Decor. And then we'll also have recognition and appreciation of our event sponsors.
Yeah, we all know our good friend Sandy, who gets recognized for a lot of stuff here in Brevard. She's like the volunteer of the volunteers.
Yes, she is.
Like I saw her recently at an event, and I was like, is it my imagination or Sandy just look younger?
Yeah, she
looks at her. She does. She just has this look, right? But she said, are you coming to the Chocolate Festival? I'm like, yeah. And then I told her you guys were coming to the show. But so a lot of people are concerned here in Brevard. We have so many people that are doing nonprofits. And everyone wants to know how funds are raised and how funds are used. So I don't know, Kathy, if you want to answer that, or Sally. I see Sally shaking her head.
No, I was just saying have Kathy.
Oh, you're trying to defer that to her. Okay, yeah. I see. Yeah, so tell us when the funds are raised, people come in, they pay a little fee to get in.
Yeah.
And then what? Because there's so much things to be done, right?
Correct. So it goes back again to a lot with our education and advocacy. So a lot of our funds are raised. They support some of our local service projects and community partnerships. The majority of the funds raised, though, will go towards scholarships for women and girls. And we have a whole list of those. If you go to our website, again, at zontaspacecoast.org, you can click on the fundraiser or the scholarship tab. And it will drop down and give you a list of all the scholarships that we do have available. So you can see where we give out our money. But we do give out, I think, almost $17,000 in scholarships yearly.
What?
Yes, we do. So
that's amazing.
A lot of people don't realize that. But we have several scholarships. And we're looking to add a couple more in over the next year or so. So, like I said, we have... This is one of our major fundraisers, We have another one coming up in May, our Big Hats and Bow Ties. And these are the two main fundraisers that fund most of our scholarships.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one last year. But so may, you guys need to make another pitch to India Fest and let them. They just gave money to two charities. We saw that on Saturday.
Yes,
I'm sure they did. Have they given to you all as yet?
They have not.
So we're going to have to talk to Yasmin about that. Yeah, we should have her on the show when you guys come
up. Well, and some people think, you know, one of the things about Zonta Club is, especially when I go out and talk to people about it, especially after the, you know, radio show appearances, of course, but they always ask what domestic violence looks like. Like, what are some of the signs and what are some of the educational things that you do to provide the folks that are just living in neighborhoods? Because you would be surprised that the domestic violence and the abuse happens in every zip code, in every financial level of people. So it's not something that's just like, oh, it's a third world country problem. This is a Brevard County problem just as much as it is anywhere else. So tell us a little bit about the education and the things that you're providing for that.
We do work a lot with Serene Harbor. We do provide welcome bags for the women that come in. A lot of times, like you said, it happens in every age and demographic that there is out there. A lot of times there's maybe a small group of people that know about it. And quite often it takes 7 times for a woman to leave her abuser before she's either successful or dead.
Right.
I mean, I hate to say that, but that's pretty much the reality.
And Sally, I'm sure you've seen this in your experience on planet Earth like I have. A lot of times people stay because there's a stigma attached to domestic violence, bullying, leaving, being followed, safety. There's so much attached to that that people are afraid to come forward sometime. And it's about power and control.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of times it's economic reasons, because the abuser holds the purse strings, and so they feel trapped. That's why the women's shelters are such an amazing thing.
Right, and it's for listeners who are tuning in. It's I'd like to share that the scholarships and awards that are given out by Zonta of Melbourne to these young people. I mean, usually it's in the areas of business and public affairs and aeronautics and a lot of great STEM programs as well. You're empowering women so that they can go forward. And just like Sally just said, when you are held hostage in a home because of economic reasons or financial reasons, then you're at the mercy of your abuser. Mm-hmm. So education. But let's segue a little bit away from that and talk a little bit more about how can the public get involved with Zonta of Melbourne and helping with this fundraiser for the Chocolate Festival?
Well, you can get involved with buying a ticket, obviously, and attending our Chocolate Festival. One of the things that I think that we don't talk about much is in 2011, we were approached by Zonta International, again, to go along with our theme about child labor in the cocoa fields, because there is mostly child labor there. Much of the world's cocoa supply comes from West Africa, and there are a lot of children that are families have to have their kids work. They're not paid very good wages, so the children work as well as the adults, and the children they're involved in all kinds of hazardous labor, carrying heavy loads, using sharp tools, and they all miss out a lot on school as well. Poverty, lack of access to education. There's all kinds of things. So when the families really can't earn enough, the kids have to work in the households. So
and we wonder why everybody wants to come to the Golden Land, America, right? Because children are not getting an education. Children are being left behind. Children are working in the fields. And if one child says, I'm going to go where I can get an opportunity, that's what it is all about, right?
Exactly. Because most families want their children to be educated. They want their children to succeed. But, you know, it's where ethical sourcing
becomes critical.
Well,
because of you guys and because of Zonta in of Melbourne and our good friend Claire Ellis, I stopped buying Kit Kats.
Well, there's a lot of...
Because it was a 12-step program.
Yeah.
12-step program. Yeah. She was addicted to
Kit Kats. I look for my little green frog. I look for that little green froggy.
Yeah, the little green frog. That's the Rainforest Alliance. There's also a couple other symbols you can look for on your chocolate. They'll say, like, Fair Trade Certified. They'll say Fair Trade America, Fair Trade Federation, or the Utz brand. And those are the ones that, you know, really have gone through the ethical and responsible cocoa sourcing. Nothing's perfect, but they've tried to, you know, they've tried to go through and at least try more to get more ethically sustained sources of chocolate to make their products when they have those labels on their chocolate.
Right. And for listeners who are tuning in, if you would like to help the Zonta of Melbourne and Zonta International to be an advocate and be able to have the outreach to benefit women and girls locally and globally, and you can't attend the festival, you can certainly go on the website and you could donate. And if you have a business and you'd like to be a sponsor, they wouldn't say no to a few sponsorship dollars. And also, if we want every child to have a fair start, this is how we do it. We all of us empowering each other. So with the remaining few minutes we have, you or Sally can talk to us about what is, tell us what we should expect when we come, and the community is going to come out to be part of the afternoon for that. What can you and I do on the show here today to encourage people to go online, give us your 30-second elevator speech, why they should go online and buy that ticket?
Well, you should go online and buy the ticket if you have a heart for women and girls. That's really what we're all about. And also, great chocolate. I mean, who doesn't love chocolate? You're going to come in. You're going to go through the line. You're going to, 10 pieces of chocolate. That's a lot of chocolate
to
be able to taste.
You have a big job of tasting.
Yeah.
Right, Sally? And Sally, as you and your wonderful husband were putting these baskets together, what was going through your mind if you have a 30-second elevator speech to tell someone? Because there's a thought process that goes through when you're doing something that makes you feel so good that you're doing something wonderful to help planet Earth, right? And you're feeling really good about that, all these positive emotions. Tell us about that.
Well, I would say one thing that came to my mind is how generous the people are in Brevard County to help us put these together and the amazing gifts that they've given us to be able to combine them. The other thing I will say is the chocolate that's in the baskets is all fair trade chocolate. So we wanted to make sure we didn't put any Kit Kats in there because we wanted to hold through with that mission. Right. One other comment about the raffle baskets is you don't have to be there to get your basket. So if you leave before the end of the event, we will bring the basket to you. You just have to, on the ticket, you just have to put your name, address, phone number, and we will contact you and get the basket to you. So if you are the winner and you can't stay, it's okay.
How many baskets do you have as of now?
30 today.
What?
And at least...
Danny, you heard that?
At least two or three more coming
basket,
this week.
But you don't drink wine, right?
Not all baskets have wine.
Okay, well, that's all I'm saying.
Not all baskets have wine.
You can give one to a friend.
So, yeah. Right. So Ellen is saying we still have a couple of minutes, Kat. So, Kathy. Kat. So, really quickly, when the festival got started, the lady, where did she do her first one?
I believe it was at Green Gables.
Really?
Possibly. That was way before my time.
Yeah.
So
it got started by one woman and her friends.
Yes.
They just decided
Absolutely.
That, I wonder, of all things, you know, you could do sandwiches, you could do chocolates, you could do chicken tikka masala, like, you know,
Absolutely.
All
that's good.
Remember,
it was very good.
Pepper we had in there. So, but I wonder why they chose chocolate. And the thing is, the people here in Brevard certainly love it. It is such a unique concept that no one ever thinks about that.
And I think that was part of the reason why it was chosen, is it was a new concept. No one was doing anything with chocolate. And
who doesn't like chocolate?
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. Who does not like chocolate?
Yeah, and people people talk
about... Well, and doing the right thing, right? Eating the right chocolate, having the right chocolate.
Correct. Having the right chocolate. And also it gives us an opportunity to talk with the public about global women and and children's issues.
Yes.
And educate them in a meaningful way while still having a lot of fun.
And you're using the Chocolate Festival to also give thanks and recognize those in our community that goes above and beyond to be an advocate for women and children and for the Zonta Club, which I think is wonderful. A lot of nonprofits have different events all the time for different things. Right. But Zonta utilizes every minute that they have to do something good and promote somebody and do something good for the community. So give us the date one more time for the festival and the location and how people can get those tickets before Danny throws the first segment right into
We will be at the Grand Manor, 1450 Sarno Road, on March 1st from 1 to 4:30 p.m.
And we will make sure we get all of this information shared on all of our pages as well. Don't forget to check out the website, zontaspacecoast.org. They have a fantastic strategic plan already posted, the vision for 2030 and beyond. So this is not something that's a new thing that I know people that have been involved with Zonta for over 30 years in this town. So it's a fantastic opportunity for you to get involved as well. Right. We're going to take this time to listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back with regenerative medicine right after these messages from our sponsors.
Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture is a family-owned furniture dealer featuring the best and most affordable brands. They offer all servicing for free. The delivery, setup, and home, removal of old furniture, and warranty. Work with a reputable and experienced local business as they strive for excellence with their customers. Scotty's been in the mattress and furniture business for 32 years. You can shop online, call, or stop into the showroom to place an order. They are conveniently located inside the Merritt Square Mall and service all of Brevard County in Central Florida. Super savings sale happening now. That's Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture, 321-459-2473. Visit them on the web at cloud9furniture.com. Again, 321-459-2473 for Cloud 9 Mattress and Furniture. Located in Titusville, Florida, Dixie Crossroads has been serving great-tasting seafood, char-grilled steaks, prime rib, chicken, fresh salads, and their famous corn fritters for over 31 years. The menu features the very best local shrimp and fish from Port Canaveral and ranges from low-cost sandwiches and baskets to high-end seafood combos. Visit this Florida favorite at 1475 Garden Street in Titusville. That's Dixie Crossroads. 321-268-5000, 321-268-5000, or visit them on the web at dixiecrossroads.com. Jotkoff Financial Group is a certified public accounting and a registered investment advisory firm with over 30 years of productive relationships with clients. Jotkoff Financial Group can assist you in meeting your accounting, tax, and business consulting and financial planning and insurance needs without expanding your internal workforce. With three locations here in Florida, here in Brevard County, Broward County, and Nassau County, contact Jotkoff Financial Group here in Brevard at 321-984-7345, located at 1122 South Wickham Road in Melbourne. That's Jotkoff Financial Group. On the web, you'll find them at www.jotkoff.com. Call the professionals at Jotkoff Financial Group today.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here in Cocoa, Florida. We had a great first segment with the Zonta Club of Melbourne. just talking about the Chocolate Festival that will be held here in Melbourne in March, on March 1st. We are heard on AM 1510, WWBC, FM 94.7, 99.9, 100.7, and online everywhere on WWBC. All you have to do is hit the Listen Live button and you'll get us on air live. Our second segment is with our good friend and someone I consider as like a nephew of my family, a young man that I met when we lived in Marion, Indiana. And boy, did I think about Marion today when it was snowing. Dr. Guy Puvindran is calling in. Guyan and his wife, Geeta Puvindran, they own the regenerative sports medicine practice in Davie. And he's on the phone to talk to us about regenerative medicine, sports medicine, holistic health, and all the good stuff that the Pro Institute is dedicated to delivering to in a personalized way to their clients, or can we say patients. So welcome, Dr. Guy, to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I love doing this interview with you guys.
Yeah, and you know what? You are so focused on helping patients heal from musculoskeletal injuries without surgery and other things when possible, using the body to heal itself. So introduce yourself to our audience and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So my name is Dr. Guyan Puvindran. I'm a board-certified family medicine and sports medicine physician. I did my training in Ohio, so I go all the way back to Indiana. So moved down to Florida probably about 15 years ago or so, and have been spending my whole career doing sports medicine and getting people back from their injuries, or letting them get back to doing what they want without having to worry about getting surgery. Been doing this for, like I said, 15 years or so now, and it's been great. It's been very rewarding, and I love helping people and getting people over that fear of doctors and you know what they get scared of when something hurts.
Yeah, and you know, I know that there's so many people that the first thing they want to do when they have a pain in their hip or pain in their shoulders or something in the knee, instead of looking for someone like yourself, they quickly say, oh, I've got to go see a doctor and see if he'll talk to me about medication or if they'll speak to me about surgery. Why do you think so many people they're not educated enough on regenerative medicine?
I think they're not educated because even the general medical population and the community doesn't really understand what it is that somebody like me does, right? We go to medical school, we learn all about medicines and surgeries and the traditional way of healing, and then we go through residency and it's the same thing. So it takes a special person to be open-minded about these things, especially if they're not doing it on a daily basis, to have their minds open that that's a good option for their patients. So, you know, typically what I end up seeing happening is, you know, one of the golfers hurts their knee and they avoid it for a while. Then they go talk to a friend, then they go see their doctor, then they go and see an orthopedic doctor. And now they get scared because the orthopedic doctor says after doing all this physical therapy and rehabilitation and taking medicines that have been messing up your kidneys and your liver for so long, now the next step is surgery and you're going to be out for God knows how long. So that's when the patients start looking for me and they start looking for alternatives to that. And luckily for me, they find me, or luckily for them, they find me.
Yeah. Well, this is a good time for you to give out your website and how someone could contact the Pro Institute.
Sure. So our website is pro-institute, so pro-institute.com. Our office number is 305-219-1951. And you can speak with Kate. Kate is our front desk patient liaison, and she can get you set up with a consult with me.
Right. And I like that you believe in treating the patient as a whole. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, when the patient comes in, you look at the patient from head to toe, an holistic approach. And then, of course, you speak to them about regenerative medicine. And so many people don't understand what repairing, replacing, regenerating human cells and tissues or organs to restore normal function is. They don't understand that you don't need, I mean, we need drugs at some point in our life, but they don't understand how the body can heal itself. So talk to us about that.
So we'll start with the holistic part. So, you know, my whole philosophy is using your own body to heal. So I can only work with the tools that you give me. So that's how I started becoming much more in tune with, you know, each one of my patients' overall health. You know, if somebody has uncontrolled blood sugar problems with diabetes, or their cholesterol is out of control, or their blood pressure is not good, you know, when I get their blood or their, you know, stem cells, they're not as healthy as they could be. So what we have to do is, you know, we have to make sure that we get all those things under control. I like to do lifestyle modification more so than putting people on medicine. So we talk about diet and exercise, and there's things called peptides that we'll sometimes put people on, nutritional supplements. So we prime the body to be able to heal, and then, you know, we do a procedure if needed to make sure that it works the best that it can. So we do things like PRP, which is called platelet-rich plasma. Some of your listeners may be familiar with this. It has a lot of uses. We use it in, you know, in my world, we use it for orthopedics and joint pain and tendon pain, but they're using it for aesthetics. I know maybe you've heard of the vampire facelift or the vampire facial. We can use it to help people grow hair. Men use it for sexual health if they're not getting their erections as strongly as they used to. Women also that are having sexual dysfunction, they can get injections to help make sex more pleasurable for them as well. So, you know, there's lots of uses for that. Then we get to more advanced things like stem cells, where we either do a little liposuction, so we take a little bit of your fat, or we take a little bit of bone marrow and get the stem cells from there that are the building blocks for healing.
Yeah, the human body is amazing. And when given a chance, it can help to heal itself. But you need somebody like yourself who is a board certified physician who can do regenerative medicine. And, you know, oftentimes you hear people talking about looking up for through the insurance to find a physician to help. Is it covered by insurance?
Unfortunately, at this time, it's not covered by insurances. You know, insurances will find a way to deny anything, especially something that's innovative like this. So, you know, we don't take any insurance because the insurances don't cover this. However, if somebody has a health savings account or like a flex spending account, those monies can be used towards these procedures.
Well, that's an advocacy for you to do, Dr. Guy. You have to speak to these insurance companies about how the natural healing process can help through what you're doing with regenerative medicine. Because oftentimes, healthcare is a business. It comes down to, you know, the physicians and the referrals and the insurance companies and who is making a profit from it. But something like what you're doing, I know that a friend of mine is a urogynecologist, and they use PRP to help regenerate, like you said, the woman when they're having issues with sexual dysfunction and issues with their female parts as well. So it does help. And she said the same thing, that insurance doesn't cover it, even though it has proven that it does help.
Sure, absolutely. You know, there has been a small grassroots movement with physicians trying to get some of these insurances to cover it. Where we have been successful is certain self-insured employers that use like United or Blue Cross Blue Shield. Like, if they're self-insured, they'll allow their employees to get it under their health care. So it's a more involved process, but generally speaking, you know, somebody doesn't come off the street, and we don't know if, you know, no matter what insurance they have, we don't know if it's going to be covered or not.
And I've also heard that what you do, you could also help with regenerative medicine, with chronic wound healing, cardiovascular repair, neurological conditions, and even aesthetic treatments like hair loss as well. And those are things that people are so concerned about. So tell us a little bit about that part of the treatment.
Sure. So, you know, it all goes back to your overall health. So men, like I'm in my 40s, you start to notice that you're losing your hair and you're going through the phases of hair loss. So if you can get injections of PRP into your scalp, you can reinvigorate or bring those hair follicles back to life. So you'll start to see, you know, thicker, fuller hair again. The key is always to make sure you don't do it before it's all gone, because we can only work with what's still left. But with women, it works really well. I have a huge following of female patients that they started to get hair loss from stress and all these other things. And even though we do the lifestyle changes, they still have it. So they do these injections, and it grows like a weed. They're very, very happy.
Right. So the injections are their own body plasma that you're injecting on the scalp or elsewhere?
Correct. Yeah. The platelet injection, it's always from the blood. So I'll take that patient's blood, and then we spin it in a centrifuge, and we get the product that we want from it, and we don't put anything else into it, and then we just numb the whole area so that it doesn't hurt, and then inject into the area where there's a problem.
I was just going to ask you if there's a lot of pain involved, and you hit it on the head.
So that's something that people are always worried about, right? I mean, I think in my field, when we're talking about needles, everybody's a little bit scared, even the people with all the tattoos. They ask me, is this going to hurt? Is this going to be a
even
problem?
So because the scalp, there's literally no fat on the scalp. You're going right into the skin, and people are like, just the thought of it. But I'm glad you said that, because there's so many people who would say, well, I'll just get a wig. But hey, if you could get someone to help you with regenerative treatments and stimulate the growth of your own hair, it's better than leaving your money in a bank account or 401k for your children and grandchildren. Take care of yourself and live for the moment and enjoy your life. Get your hair back if you can, right? That's right.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm my age, when my hair started to fall out, I got very self-conscious, and it messed up my confidence. So being able to get these treatments, and you don't know what I look like. You haven't seen me in a while, but I have very long flowing hair now, and it makes me feel just that much more confident and better about my life, and everything just goes better.
Well, don't worry. Ellen's got you pulled up on the screen, and I was just going to say...
I love your pictures.
I was
and
just
I see the long
say,
flowing hair.
I was just going to say, how did our little Guyanne from Marion, Indiana, get involved in a rapidly growing field of regenerative medicine? And you're an educator in... as well as a speaker at national conferences. You're also a trainer of other physicians. I remember you running around with the kids, and, you know, that place, you know, sometimes as you get older, your long-term memory remains sharp. And I still remember your mom making me sardine sandwiches and your dad when he lost his toe and when he was mowing the lawn. And I think about you, and I look at your website, Ellen is showing you, and I'm so proud of you that you chose a field that you're not a money-hungry, greedy person. You absolutely want to teach people and help people about using their own body and their own mind and spirit to heal themselves. And I have to commend you for that, Guyanne.
You're here.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah,
well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, my question was more about sports. I played high school sports and college sports. And my friends that are now, and now I'm in my, you know, sliding headfirst into 60. So the fact remains that a lot of my friends had knee injuries in high school and knee injuries in college, or ankle or some type of body part injury. And now as they're older, they're experiencing where they're having to get more surgeries on top of more surgeries. It's like it never stops.
Because they didn't call the Pro Institute, Dr. Guyanne.
But my question is for this stem cell type of treatment, it seems like much more long term. Like there wouldn't be an additional, like somebody that gets a knee replacement, you have so much to do at that point, right? You still have to get care after that. What does the regenerative piece do for it? Rather than
So the people that haven't had their knee replaced yet, that they're kind of staring that down. One of the things that I always tell my patients is there's a lot of studies that are coming out now that are saying we're replacing too many joints, and 33 or 34% of people that have a knee replaced wish they never did it. And part of that problem is it doesn't quite feel the same as your natural knee, and it's such a long recovery process most of the time. It can take up to a year before that knee feels normal. So the nice thing about regenerative medicine and the stem cell injections for that case is while the recovery is, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, the healing happens over the course of the year, but you're not knocked out for months at a time, you know, having to take painkillers trying to manage your symptoms, and the rehab is much easier because we're just augmenting, or we're helping your body along, doing something that it's trying to do anyway, but it just is not able to do it without a little bit of help.
And there's also like metal allergies, yep, and all of those things as well, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there's people that have allergies to medicine, and you know, sometimes the implant doesn't get put in properly, or even when everything goes absolutely perfectly, the patient has a lot of pain. When I was in an orthopedic practice, since I'm not a surgeon, I did a lot of pain management for these patients, and you would have somebody that came in with a knee replacement, and 6 months later, they're still saying their knee is killing them, and now I'm going in doing a procedure trying to kill the nerve so they just can't feel it. You know, nothing is fixed, but at least they're not hurting, I guess.
Right, I think it's a bit. Sometimes it's a bit like the physicians are not telling the patients the truth, right? Because you get the surgery, and then people are on OxyContin every 4 hours. So did the surgery really help, or did it hurt? Because now the person is getting constipated. They're lethargic. Some of them have to stay in bed all the time. So it's like a double-edged sword, right? Why not start? You know, the truth is, we should have more people talking about stem cell and what you're doing with regenerative medicine and PRP and AZM and microfat and bone marrow and matrix. And, you know, there oftentimes they stay away from what they know can help just because of the insurance companies and because of the fact that they want to refer everything to a surgeon.
Yeah, I think part of that is a problem with our healthcare system in general, right? I mean, most of the time when you go to the doctor, how much time does your doctor get to spend with you? You know, when I was in a super busy practice taking insurance, I was seeing 30 and 40 patients a day. It's really hard to connect with people and educate them in that very short time period, especially when, you know, they already come in with a preconceived notion of what their doctor is or what everybody's telling them to do. So, you know, one of the nice things about our practice is you come and see me, the consultation, the initial consultation is one full hour. So you have a whole hour to ask me anything you want, and I go through everything in as much detail as you can handle. You probably forget a lot of it, but that's why, you know, this concierge type thing, you have constant access to us. So, you know, we can help you through that process and make sure that you are the right candidate, because, I mean, while this works for a lot of people, it doesn't work for everybody. Right. So you want to make sure that we're doing it for the right person.
So for our listeners who are tuning in, we're speaking with Dr. Gyan Puvindran. He's a medical doctor, and he has a practice in Davie, and he deals with regenerative medicine. And also, your wife is also working with you there too, right, Priyanka?
Gita.
We have a Gita Priyanka that's going to be on our show. Well, we have a lot of in. Yeah. So, and she's also a physician. Well, that's wonderful that she works with you with that.
Yeah, she helps us right the ship. You know, I'm a doctor, so sometimes I get very stuck in doctor land and doctor thinking and, you know, the whole customer service aspect of this and making sure that people feel like they're part of our family when they come to our office. I mean, she's been paramount in getting that feel set down for us.
Well, behind every successful man is a woman that moves that head, and that's our friend Gita right there. So I'm telling you, there's some people that should not get this kind of treatment, right? So who are the people that should not get regenerative medicine and PRP and all that?
So, you know, there is an age cutoff to a lot of these procedures. So I've had success in people up to the age of 80, 82, 83, but then I start to see a drop off in how well those work. So that's part of it. People that have really true structural things where they're truly, truly bone on bone, they're not a good candidate. People that aren't healing well, people that have, you know, uncontrolled diabetes or problems with controlling their sugar, people that have very bad blood flow issues or what we call vascular disease, they're typically not good candidates. I mean, that's most of it. Active cancer, if you have cancer, you don't want to get these procedures done because it can cause them to be unregulated and unchecked. Those are the main ones. So most of your listeners probably don't fall into those buckets, but you know, those are the things that I'm looking out for.
So hi, doctor. This is Allie. I was just had a question about how do you know who's qualified?
Like who's a good candidate?
Who's a good candidate? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in my consultation, I'll do a very thorough physical exam. I look at whatever imaging that the patient has. We get blood work on all of the patients that come in. So I do kind of a comprehensive health history and joint exam for that issue to see if, based on my 15 years of experience, that's somebody that's going to show improvement with this or not. You know, the worst thing you do is you decide to go outside of insurance and spend a bunch of money and then it doesn't work. So, yeah. You know, I want to make sure that I weed out the people that have a poor chance of success so that they don't have to go through that problem.
Yeah. And I like that it uses natural healing agents, minimally mm-hmm. invasive alternatives, broad applications yep. Beyond joints. But the one I like mm-hmm. the most is that regenerative treatments. It's a low risk of rejection because the treatment is using the body's own cells to help.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're using yeah. something that's from your own body, I would think that I think the key words for you to use, Doc, when you're giving your speeches and stuff is low risk of rejection, as mm-hmm. well as non-invasive. Because how many people, when they think about the knife and the cutting, you know, I always think of that book, Cutting for Stone, about the first set of surgeries. I always think about that when I think about surgery. But imagine saying to people, it's non-surgical and you can heal with your own cells that God gave you. Wouldn't people prefer yeah. to try that instead of getting cut open?
I think most of the patients, when they've come to me, they have already started to think of that. So I need more people to understand that, right? I think, again, when people go to see their family doctor or their internist and they kind of go down that line, luckily, a lot of them will kind of stop and say, wait a minute, there has to be something better, because you're right. Like, when you cut yourself, when you're cooking, you heal that. So I'm just doing the same process in a much higher form, I guess, is the best way of explaining it.
Yes, and also it is a regenerative medicine for our listeners who are tuning in with the last 2 minutes that we have left. Dr. Pudvendran, it is a rapidly growing field. We just need more people to spread the word and talk about it. So talk to us about mm-hmm. How fast it's growing.
It's growing very, very fast. I mean, I started doing this 15 years ago, and it has gone from something where I was really trying to convince people that that's the right thing to do, that now when I'm at a restaurant and people know who I am, they come and ask me about it. Hey, I heard about regenerative medicine. You know, I hurt my meniscus, or I have arthritis in my knee. You know, is that something that can help? I mean, we went from nobody knowing about it to it's starting to become more common in social media. It's becoming more common in internet searches. So, you know, we've expanded a lot, especially as the research has caught up with the things that we've known for so many years. So it's an exciting time. I mean, at some point in the future, this will become the standard of care before you have to, you know, think about getting that knee replaced.
I think so, too, because the evidence is there. I mean, we've had patients at work who's had chronic wounds, and if you put a certain mm-hmm. bandage on it and you leave it for, you know, like 24 hours, the body's mm-hmm. Drainage is helping to heal that wound. And so, mm-hmm. you know, so I just want to tell our listeners, we're speaking with Dr. Guy Pudvendran, and he is a regenerative medicine physician in Davie, Florida. And regenerative medicine focuses on repairing, replacing, and regenerating human cells, tissues, or organs to restore normal functions. And the word there is normal, right, doctor? Because so many yeah. people, they have surgery and they're not normal. We see that with mm-hmm. people with back and knee and hip, and then the therapists make a mint, and it's all driven by money, how many weeks you have to go so that they could do therapy, when they could actually look into stem cell therapy and what you're doing.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, the whole point and the whole purpose of what I put my career on is getting people to do the things that they want to do without having this big invasive life-altering surgery. You know, you're back to the golf course in 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, it's an amazing thing to watch patients progress once they have realized that this is the avenue to go down.
And you heal faster, and it's a non-invasive process. So why not?
Correct.
Why not give that a
yeah.
try, right? So give us your website
Absolutely.
One more time. So, and before we go off air, and thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, my website again is Pro Institute. So it's PRO-Institute, INSTITUTE.com. And our phone number is 305-209-1951.
Well, and we will make sure we share all of that information, all that great information, by the way, on our website as well as all of our social media. Thank you so much for a fantastic interview. And Sita, once again, thanks so much for these great guests.
I forgot to ask Dr. Guy if he's loving Florida instead of being in the snow in Marion, Indiana.
I do love it, but my blood has gotten thin. So this morning when it was 55 degrees, I was looking for my coat.
Thanks again for tuning in to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends. We'll see you next week.